Hey everyone, it is Wednesday, April 8th, and it's time for another Quick Update. This week on Quick Update, some great feedback for the quarantine webinars, a legal update from the law and policy team, and how should churches manage social isolation? Well, let's get right into it. We've launched a series of webinars that you can take in from the comfort of your own home. Here's some of the responses from our viewers in the past week. Enjoyed your webinar and have already signed up for the other two. Making good use of my time in isolation was one response. I haven't had the privilege of meeting MP Kathy Wagenthal. I didn't realize how much I needed to be encouraged, but listening to her and the way Mike and Tabitha interacted with her left me feeling way more optimistic and ready to go. So thanks for inviting her in the meeting. It was a good mix of hearing from all three. Another said, I thought the presentation was well done. I don't think I will forget the two stories that you shared. Next week, we continue on with two different webinars, and here are the hosts with a quick teaser.
Hey everyone, next week my colleague Levi and me are going to be doing a series of webinars on SOGI123, that's sexual orientation and gender identity. We're going to be talking about how it's impacting youth right across the country, and also how it's being used in our schools to influence ideology, to influence how people think. We look forward to your questions. We look forward to your comments. Please sign up at arbacanada.ca for next week's webinar on SOGI123.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, the webinar for next week is going to be called We Are Family. We're going to talk about the first wedding, Oreo cookies, compasses, kids these days, and of course, God's design for the family. Looking forward to it. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, guys. Ed's final webinar for this week is running tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern for students in grades 6 and 7 again, and we'll also be releasing next week's times very soon. So go to arbacanada.ca/webinars for more on that. Now, the law and policy team have been kept busy over the last couple of weeks. Here they are with more.
All right. So, rolling. Hey. So it's 11 p.m., and John and I have just, I'm sitting at his kitchen table with probably peanut butter cookies. And he's just finished helping draft an affidavit that I'm swearing for the Supreme Court of Canada, because ARPA is jointly intervening on a application of a church who's applying to the Supreme Court to ask the Supreme Court to review a decision from the Ontario Court of Appeal. This is a case that involves a church discipline matter. Some people had been expelled from a church or disciplined from a church, and they went to a secular court to sort that out. So it's a case that troubles us, because we figured we had just fought this and sorted it out with the Wall case a couple years ago, and now it looks like it's happening again. So I'm just signing, swearing this affidavit, and we'll file it with the Supreme Court tomorrow morning.
Thanks so much, Andre and John. Next up, we released an article today that you may find of interest heading into this Easter weekend. Here's Anna with the details.
Yeah, hi, Colin. I just wanted to draw attention today to a new article on our website that just looks at how churches are being impacted by these restrictions around COVID-19. We're really seeing governments grappling with how to balance freedom of religion and freedom of assembly with the health minister recommendations to not be gathering in large groups. And I'm sure all of us have been worshiping in different ways and finding new ways to use online technologies to stay connected, but we all also recognize that it's not the same. And churches aren't listed as an essential service, but we really want to be clear to governments how much we value church and the huge spiritual and societal benefits that churches provide. And we really want churches to be at the top of the list to reopen once some of these restrictions are loosened. So we encourage you to give the article a read. And as Easter's coming up this weekend, we want to also wish you a happy Easter. Hope you find some great ways to celebrate it despite these very different circumstances. And we look forward to gathering with our church communities again. Thanks, Colin.
Thanks so much, Anna. You can read the article on our website at arbacanada.ca. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you.